The question today is, what am I to look for in salvation? Of course, you're talking about the question being that of justification, that of being saved from the penalty of sin. And this is the third part of this question, by the way. But many people today are full of tradition and preconceived ideas that they don't know what to expect, don't know what to look for. Many times they look for a feeling, and it's true that feeling is involved in salvation, because godly sorrow is a heavy grief in your emotions over your sin and your separation from Christ. And when you're saved, peace comes and the burden's rolled away, and there's feeling involved in that. But if all you're looking for is feeling, the devil may give you that feeling. What you need is faith in the facts, and the real feeling will come with God's assurance. Now, some people are looking for something big. We used an example of Elijah on the Mount Sinai, Horeb range of mountains. And the Lord passed by. The winds broke the rocks, and the earthquake came, and the fire fell. But the Lord wasn't in any of those. And then the Lord spoke with a still, small voice. If you're looking for something big, what you're liable to do is to miss the still, small voice of God as He speaks to you. God's got to quicken some things to you and speak to you, because faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. What God utters to you, He builds your faith, and you've got to have saving faith built that you might be saved. Some people looking for something new. Ecclesiastes said there's nothing new under heaven. What's of old has already been. Whatever happens has already been. And so, and I know many people call what we preach sometimes new, but it's new to them. And if you're looking for something big, something new, or a feeling, and that's all you're looking for, you'll get that. The devil will give you that, but it'll be dangerous. It'll be damnable. What you need to do is look for the quickened promises of God. Those things that God's spoken to you, the light He's given you, obey that light. Bible said, and we spoke yesterday about in Matthew 7:21, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. So there's a doing His will is to repent and believe. He also said the man who builds his house upon a rock is what he doeth the sayings of his, and he builds it upon a rock. He practices the will of God. That means doing what you know to do at the time. You need the quickened promises of God of what He's spoken to you. And that we read some of those promises, talked about He's nigh unto all them who have a broken heart, and save us such as be of a contrite spirit. Psalms 34:18. Psalms 145:18 said the Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon Him, to all that call upon Him in truth. You've got to call in truth if you expect to be saved. If you've never heard the truth preached to you, and by the way, the truth is the gospel, and the gospel is more than just the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. It is the virgin birth, the sinless life, the vicarious death, His burial, His resurrection, His ascension, His ministry of intercession at the right hand of the Father, His bodily coming back again one day for the saints of God, and the sanctification work of the Spirit called the work of reproval or Holy Ghost conviction in salvation. Now, that's necessary. It's got to be in some form or some capacity in everyone's life. Now, if you've not had that, and you say, but I didn't know all those terms. But when I explain those terms, if you have the Holy Spirit living inside you, there will be agreement inside that lets you know that's true, that's true, that's what happened to me. And you'll be stronger than you ever were before. And so as a result, we need to find those quickened promises of God. And He said in John 8:31-32 to those Jews that believed on Him, probably with intellectual faith or seeking faith, He said, if you will continue in my words, you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. You'll be my disciple indeed, is another thing He said in there. It's a conditional promise. If you'll continue in my word, that means to do His will. Now, there's some things that, and we've just dealt with a series on why do you not believe, or why do I not believe, I think was the question. But as we dealt with that, we got those series. I think there's 7 CDs of the series we have. And we showed why if you will not obey some of the simple things that God's already spoken to you, that you know is right to do, then you're not going to get any further on the road of life, and you'll never come through the straight gate. You'll die in that condition and be lost forever. You see, you may be call yourself a seeker, but you've got to obey what God's already given you. Bible said in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13, I'm just trying to show you some promises, and may He quicken them to you. He said, in whom, meaning in Christ, ye also trusted after that you heard the word of truth. You can't trust
and exercise saving faith till you hear the word of truth. It's more than hearing it with a physical ear. It's hearing down in your heart, making it good ground, an honest and a good heart, you see. And he said, you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. Then he said in John chapter 6, verse number 45, for God so, he said there, it is written in the prophets, and they shall be all taught of God. Every man in the world, and I don't care if he's never heard the name Jesus, he's taught of God. The Bible says in Psalms 1, it talks about how that we have a conscience inside, a creation outside. 19 and 20 of Psalms 1, it reveals that we're without excuse. Man over there is without excuse. But yet, if man will respond to that light, obey that light that God gives him, God will send him more light. And you must just keep on obeying in that narrow road of light that leads to the straight gate. You see, every man, though he said, every man's heard and been taught, but every man that hath heard and learn means to understand of the Father cometh to me. That means he moves down the road of understanding, the path of understanding to the straight gate. And these promises quicken John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, should not perish, but have everlasting life. That ETH verb there means that you'll believe today, tomorrow, next year, and you'll continue to believe. May God quicken these promises, some that you already know, but they've not been quickened by him to you. And that's what you need to look for, and he'll bring them to pass. And then the Bible said in Philippians 1:6, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it unto the day of Christ. In other words, he has begun a good work in you if he's awakened you and turned you from the broad way to the narrow way. That'll be conditional for you. And if you will continue, you'll come through the straight gate. But if you've been justified in context, I know he's talking to the saints. If you've been justified, you're guaranteed to be glorified one day. And so there's the promises. May he quicken them to you. You see Luke chapter 14, verse number 26, he said, if any man come to me, it means he's on his way to him, not yet saved, and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. In other words, it means to love Jesus supremely. God's got to work that in your heart. And in the day of his power, Psalm 110, verse number 3, said, you'll be made willing. And then verse 27 of Luke 14, and said, whosoever doth not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. In other words, you moving toward God, if you're not willing to bear your lot in life, however God made you. Some people blame God for the way they look and for maybe some sickness they have. You start blaming God or keep on blaming God, you're not going to advance toward him any closer to being saved, because you're not obeying what the quickened promises of God. Verse 33 of Luke 14 said, so likewise, whosoever he be of you that forsaketh not all that he hath, he cannot be my disciple. So you've got to come to that place till you forsake all. Obedience is the key. And a rich young ruler came and said, sir, what must I do to be saved? Good master. I mean, he come to the right person, asked a good question, and the Lord told him some things to keep. He said, I've kept them. He hadn't, but he thought he had. And Jesus didn't even rebuke him for that. But he said, yet one thing thou lackest, go sell that thou hast and give to the poor. And he went away sorrowful, because he wasn't willing to obey what the Lord Jesus quickened to him and said, sell what you've got. You've got to get rid of your God if you ever expect to come to the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved. So therefore, he wasn't willing to do that. He wasn't willing to do that. And obedience is the key. Naaman was reluctant to obey when he was in the book of 2 Kings chapter 5. We find a Naaman here. Really what it amounts to... He said this, and the little maid told him. He said he had leprosy. He said, if you'll go down in Israel, he said, there's a prophet down there to tell you what to do. And so Naaman went. And the Bible said when he got there, in verse number 10 and 11, and Elisha sent a messenger unto him, saying, go and wash in Jordan 7 times, and thy flesh shall come again to thee, and thou shalt be clean. But Naaman was wroth and went away and said, behold, I thought. You see, he was looking for something big. I thought he would surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God and strike his hand over the place and recover the leper. He would do something big. But he didn't do that. He just simply told him what to do, and Naaman had to obey what the man of God told him to do. And so as a result, in verse 12 through 15 of chapter 5, he said, he spoke up and said, "Are not Abana and Pharpah, the rivers of Damascus, better than the waters of Israel?" God said, "Wash in the river Jordan. May I not wash in them and be clean?" So he turned and went away in a rage, but his servant came near and spake unto him and said, "My father, if the prophet had bid thee do some great thing, wouldest thou not have done it? How much rather then when he saith to thee, wash and be clean?" Then he went down and dipped himself seven times in Jordan, according to the sayings of the men of God, and his flesh came again like unto the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. You see, he finally obeyed what the man of God had said to do, and he come away clean that day. The 10 lepers in the book of Luke, chapter number 17, verse 12 through 14. He said this, "And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, 'Jesus, Master, have mercy on us.' And when he saw them, he said to them, 'Go, show yourselves unto the priest.' And it came to pass, as they went, they were cleansed. Had they not obeyed what Jesus said do, they would have never been cleansed." See, obedience is the key. Now we know that the Greeks came to Philip, and then Philip went to Andrew, and they said, "Sirs, we would see Jesus." And the disciples came to Jesus and spoke to them. In verse number 21 and 22, they came therefore to Philip, which was of Bethsaida in Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we would see Jesus." Philip cometh and telleth Andrew. And again, Andrew and Philip tell Jesus. Now, after Jesus gave them some instructions, and the disciples, not the ones who wanted to see Jesus, but after he gave them some instruction, he said this in verse 35 and 36 of John chapter 12. "Then Jesus said unto them," that's the apostles, "yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while you have light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. While you have the light, believe in the light, that you may be children of light. These things spake Jesus, and departed, and did hide himself from them." Talking about the Greeks. You see, he said, obey. While you got light, walk in the light, which means to obey the light. In other words, those Greeks didn't get to see him because their motives was wrong. But our Lord gave us the key to being saved, and that is obey. That's equivalent to do what you know to do at the time. Also to obey the light you have, and the Lord will give you more light. Also continue in my word, and you shall be my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. What are you looking for in salvation? Are you looking for feeling, something big, something new? If that's the case, you could continue seeking him until you're 80 years old and still die and go to hell if you're not willing to obey what he's already shown you. One of the seekers spoke to me and told me, he said, "I just need to obey what truth I already know." Because he said, "If I don't, I'll live to be 80 years old like I am and die and go to hell." Obey the truth that God quickens to you. That's what you need to look for in salvation, and he'll do the work. This is Edgar Lee Pascoe, host of Ask the Pastor, saying good day to you until we meet again on the air or in the air. May the good Lord bless you is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.